So on this map of East Trinity, then mostly what you're going to see is stuff then on the grey area where the actual acid sulfate soil sites are. You'll also see a little bit on the that sort of lighter colour, which is the potential acid sulfate soils. And the four-wheel drive access then was directly along the bund wall, this elevated area that separates the two. So when they drained the material, they tried to grow sugarcane in it for a couple of years. It failed dismally because as soon as the acid sulfate soil got underway, started producing sulfuric acid, it burnt the roots off all the sugarcane quite effectively. So they just dumped it at that point and it just became a very cheap land. I actually met the guy at one of the meetings that owned the land. He was trying to get a bridge across between Cairns and over there so he could try and sell his land at an elevated price. So here we are driving along the bund wall. So actual acid sulfate soil is on the left-hand side, and our mangroves you can see quite clearly over on the right-hand side, sitting very elevated. The water pH then that we measure in the swamp at the base there was 3.1. You can see plenty of jarosite right around the neighbourhood there, and the water looks a pretty ugly colour and quite sulphurous sort of smell. Amount of carbon released is massive from that soil as it's developed from a potential acid sulfate soil to an actual acid sulfate soil. The piezometers that I talked about before, here located in the swamp water, just measuring, I think these are logging sort of piezometers, logging the pH of the water, and periodically the guys from CSIRO would come and collect water samples from them as well, and obviously measuring the water table to